Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church on this Christmas Eve. I'm so happy to see all of you here today. If you could do me a favor and sign in the red, there should be one in each pew. That would help me out a lot. Folks who have purchased the poinsettias, you may come and get them after worship tonight. There are sleeves to help you transport them, and that will be helpful. There will be worship on Sunday. We will have a Lessons and Carols worship service on Sunday at 11. And then starting in the new year, our worship services will start at 10:30. Any other announcements? Did I forget anything? With that being said and taken care of, let us prepare ourselves with our call to worship. Let's try again. Our souls magnify the Lord.
Our spirits rejoice in God our Savior.
The Mighty One has done great things for us.
Holy is God's name.
Let us worship God.
For God is our Maker and our Redeemer. From generation to generation, God gives mercy.
Please rise as you're able and join in singing our Christmas carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let us join together in our prayer of confession. Dear God,
we worship the baby that was born in Bethlehem.
We marvel at the sacrifice he made on the cross at Calvary.
We are astonished at his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. Forgive us when we miss the true meaning of Christmas. Help us to be good Christians all year long.
Remind us that you love all humanity. Show us how to share the Christmas spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Jesus Christ we are forgiven.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us join together in confessing our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for our choir's anthem. Let us now lift up our joys and concerns to God. Please pray with me. Gracious and holy God, on this night we hear how the world into which Jesus was born was ruled by governor, emperor, and king. Yet this story reveals that you, O God, are the only true sovereign, almighty and everlasting. We thank you that justice and righteousness are in your hands. We praise you for the peace you have promised. Most especially, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who dwells among us, full of grace and truth. We pray for public officials, rulers, and leaders in our own time. Give them wisdom and decisions, a will for the common good, and the courage to work for peace. We pray for all who work and watch this night, those in hospitals and positions of public service, for those serving our country here and around the globe, those in airports, trains, and bus stations, for those who work in shelters, hotels, and other places of hospitality. We pray for all who suffer this night, those who are sick and those who are dying, for one who is cold, one who is lonely or grieving, for people who are hungry and thirsty. We especially pray for Sue Galley's son-in-law's brother in the hospital with COVID. We pray with thanksgiving for the prayers you have answered in this season, especially long-awaited visits with family and friends, as well as the safe travels you have provided. We pray, O God, with the multitude of heavenly hosts, that through Jesus Christ, your glory will lighten every darkness, your peace will fill all, and all your creatures will be stirred and renewed. All these things we pray in the name of your beloved Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. Jesus Christ has shown us how to live, loving God and neighbor, sharing what we have, engaging in acts of mercy and justice. As we celebrate his birth and wait in hope for his coming again, let us bring the offerings of our lives before him.
Thank you. invitation to all. Jesus Christ has shown us how to live, loving God and neighbor, sharing what we have, engaging in acts of mercy and justice. As we celebrate his birth and wait in hope for his coming again, oh, I already said that. I'm so sorry. Thank you for your greatest gift, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Use these gifts according to your purposes and plans, bringing your good news of great joy to all people, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Oh no.
God, thank you for guiding us throughout the season of wonder. We stand amazed at the promise now fulfilled and awed by your humble birth. Help us receive again the joy and wonder of the greatest gift offered to the world. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our newborn King. Amen.
Thank you.
be seated.
Good evening.
Where to go?
Okay. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own cities. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being greatly with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn for them. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock at night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth and goodwill toward men. God bless our reading.
Unbeknownst to Sandy, I did add a little bit extra there, so I'll finish.
Take it off.
Oh, okay.
Want me to read it?
No, don't worry. Usually I only make like one mistake per service, so tonight's just special. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The word of the Lord. Glorious God, in Jesus your grace appears, bringing salvation to all. Help us to ponder your words of love by the light of your Spirit, that we may all be stirred to proclaim glad tidings of peace and welcome Christ in our world. Amen. I feel confident that most people here know the story of Jesus' birth. Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to take part in this census. And you know, a whole bunch of other people did too. It wasn't just them being counted. And there were so many people there that there weren't any hotel rooms. There wasn't room in the inn. And we've seen depictions of the birth of Christ. Well, not the actual birth, but right after the birth. And his family was in, you know, sometimes it's a stable or a guest room or a cave. Regardless, they were also in a place that houses animals. We've seen the feed trough that Jesus was laid in after being wrapped in strips of cloth. The shepherds standing around to admire the baby. The magi from the east presenting their gifts. Our nativity here in the church has all of that. Now, because it was a stable, or, you know, there were obviously a bunch of animals around, right? There were donkeys, horses, oxen, cows. A lot of people, including the Magi, traveled using camels. So there were probably some of those around. And the shepherds, well, they weren't about to just leave their flocks to come, so there were probably a bunch of sheep and goats. Perhaps there were some chickens or other fowl running around. Probably a dog or two to help the shepherds. And you have to have a cat for pest control, so there were probably a couple cats too. I think about this scene, and the cacophony is just deafening. It's this bustling city filled with travelers. The donkeys or camels are creating traffic jams. People are yelling and shouting. Add in the mooing of cows, the clucking of chickens, braying of donkeys. The camels are bellowing. I don't know if you've heard a camel bellow before, but it's interesting. Go home and check that out. And the sheep are bleating. And you just know that once the multitude of heavenly hosts began singing, the dogs just went nuts, set off barking. The cats are just screeching all over the place. It just doesn't seem like a silent night to me. It sounds much more like all of the creatures are stirring on this night. How much of this depiction is accurate? I mean, I don't know. You might find it hard to believe. I wasn't there. So I can only go by what our scripture tells us. Luke is the only gospel that says anything about the day that Jesus was born. And it's really just a two-sentence description. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke is implying here that Mary just gave birth. No attendance, no mention of anyone else's presence, no indication of how many hours of labor Mary went through. No cries of, "It's a boy!" No discussion of the animals that were confused by this baby in their feed bowl. We've taken a lot of liberties and using our artistic licenses to imagine what was happening the night Jesus was born. I think that's okay. I really do. That's what happens when people who have walked in darkness see a great light. We've become attuned to all of the possibilities, and we want to share that light with others. Once Jesus was safely swaddled, the angels left Mary's side to visit some shepherds. These men, they were just having a nice, peaceful evening, staring at the stars, telling each other stories, protecting the sheep, and suddenly this terrifying figure appears to them and tells them not to be afraid, and that they should go find this baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger. And then a multitude of heavenly hosts start singing the praises of God. You can't just ignore something like that. So the shepherds stir all of the creatures under their watch and head out to Bethlehem to find this baby. Apparently, they chatted up everyone they met along the way, because Luke says that all were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. Everyone the shepherds passed were stirred by this story. I've always imagined Mary exhausted upon their arrival and thinking, "What now? Can I not have a single moment of peace and silence?" But no, that's not what happened. Luke tells us that Mary treasured their words and pondered them in her heart. Mary was just as stirred as all of the other creatures. Now, at the time, Jesus' birth didn't make a whole lot of noise. This was an unexpected birth to poor parents in a small, crowded town. It wasn't something that anyone in any position of power would have really noticed. Jesus' birth didn't warrant any sort of royal birth announcements. But as always, Jesus turns expectations upside down. And the announcement of his birth to obscure and humble people produces wonder and amazement. Unquestionably, the innkeeper was stirred, as more and more people came to see the new family in his guest house. We haven't quite gotten to the part where the Magi are alerted to that astronomical anomaly indicating something new on the horizon, but surely they're stirred. The light that Jesus' birth has brought into our world stirs all of God's creatures. Let us all embrace that light and be stirred by it as well. Not just tonight, but every day. Amen. So in a few moments, we're going to darken the sanctuary and pass the light of our candles to one another. So I just want to remind you to only tip the unlit candle to light yours, and then hold your candle still so your neighbor can light theirs. And once everyone's candles are lit, we'll sing Silent Night together. We'll have a brief moment of silence, and then we'll join together in singing Joy to the World. And as the lights are raised, you may extinguish your candles, but I ask that you please stay through the benediction. Are we all set? Okay. Friends, a young girl alone with her betrothed husband in a strange town, far from the comfort of the familiar, gives birth to a child in a stable of an inn. Hardly the stuff of interest to the world, but all of Earth's creatures are stirred. Yet that is how God comes. Not in the hurricane, not in the earthquake, not in the fire, but in a gentle whisper, the person of a baby.
Thank you.
before we leave from this place, let me let you have a blessing. Behold the light, the Word made flesh, a Savior, Christ the Lord, having been stirred, go into the night, spreading the news and glorifying God and telling of the news the angels told. Your Savior is here. Amen.